This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news. Israel foils an attempt by Al-Qaeda on the U.S. Embassy.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We do have breaking news, and that is Israel foils an Al-Qaeda plot on the U.S. Embassy. Israel's internal security agency, Shin Bet, has said, let me tell you what's happened. Israel's internal security agency said it has foiled an Al-Qaeda plan to attack the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv and hit other targets in the country. Shin Bet, which is the security services, said Wednesday it arrested three Palestinians it accuses of plotting to carry out bombings, shootings, kidnappings, and other attacks. It said the men, two from Jerusalem and one from the West Bank, were recruited by an operative based in the Gaza Strip who worked for Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Shin Bet alleges the Palestinians planned on attacking a Jerusalem conference center with firearms and then kill rescue workers with a truck bomb, which is a modus operandi, by the way, of Al-Qaeda, and it's happened in Israel. It said Al-Qaeda also planned to send foreign militants to attack the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv on the same day using explosive supplied by Palestinians. I'm going to go right to Jordan and Than first, and I want to ask a question to David. We're taking your calls, by the way. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This comes on the heels of the UN refusing to have an art exhibit that shows the historic relationship between the Jews and the land of Israel. And this is an unbelievable coalescing of events that's happening literally right this moment. It is breaking, and we're taking your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, what are you hearing there?
Yeah, I mean, you've got this breaking news coming out that an Al-Qaeda plot involving Palestinians in the Gaza Strip working directly for Zawahiri, the Al-Qaeda leader, the head of central Al-Qaeda, not one of the offshoots the president has tried to downplay, working through someone in the Gaza Strip, of course, controlled by Hamas, and that this was an attack that would have simultaneously occurred at a convention center and on the U.S. Embassy at the same time. So a double explosive attack where they would have been waiting to fire upon people.
Yep.
And this has been foiled. The three have been apprehended by Israel.
Now, David, you served in the military. You're a major in the United States Army, but you served in the region. You've been in Iraq. This technique that Al-Qaeda was going to use, which has happened, by the way, in Israel before, where they've done an incident, and then as the rescue workers come in, they blow up the rescue workers. This is obviously a big deal. Of course, it comes on the heel of the UN thing. I'll tie that in a moment. But this is modus operandi for Al-Qaeda, and evidently not on the run.
This is absolutely what happened to us in Iraq. There were several incidents in my area of operations where you had these kinds of double bombings, double attacks designed for maximum carnage. And, you know, we're just fortunate and thankful that Israeli security was competent enough. Israeli security was on the ball. And that's – it just demonstrates they're our closest ally here.
Yeah, and then we better remember that. And by the way, we're going to try to get somebody from our Israel office that if they're – I don't even know what the status is right now there, so they may be under some kind of, you know, who knows what. So it's a little bit late in the afternoon there. It's the evening. So we're going to check on that as well, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Do you think the president's going to come out or the Secretary of State and thank Israel for a job well done in stopping a plot against another U.S. Embassy, just like Benghazi, except this time the Israelis, because they're our allies, stopped it. But what are we responding? What is the response of the United States and the UN? Here's the response. We are not going to allow an art exhibit in a UN facility, UNESCO, because it would cause problems to the peace process because it shows the 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land, and they don't want that because they think that's insensitive to the Palestinians. So I'll tell you what I'm going to tell you right now, folks. 30,000 of you have contacted us in 24 hours. You sign that petition right now at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Stop the funding to the UN for this stuff and tell the United States, hey, this is our ally. Support them. They just helped us. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can call in and add your name to that petition. 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255, and I'm going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Back with more breaking news when we come back.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We do have breaking news, and that Israel has just announced that they foiled an Al-Qaeda plot. And let me underscore this, as David said, Al-Qaeda plot on a U.S. embassy, our U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv, and also at a Jewish conference center. This was planned by Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. So this came right from the top. And, of course, no information yet from the United States on this. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. This comes on the heels, of course, of the, which we think is just, you know, absurd, the UN refusing an art exhibit because it shows a historic relationship between the people of the Jewish people and the land of Israel. And that they wanted removed. So this shows you the dual nature of it. And our real ally, and David, you said this before, so our ally Israel does something to prevent basically an attack on an embassy like Benghazi. And, of course, in Libya, you called it a chaotic jihadist playground.
Right. I mean, you know, here's a reality that a lot of people don't understand. Israel is constantly behind the scenes working to defeat the terror threat.
Right.
Constantly. Working with our military, working with our intelligence services. And then on the other hand, the Obama administration has thrown its weight behind regimes, and I use that word in quotes, like Libya, that don't even control their own territory and that actively facilitate jihadist militias. And those are our new friends in Israel we throw under the bus?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't either. Let me ask this to Than, and then I want to take a phone call here. We're taking your calls, by the way, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about the United States backing out of support for the Israel exhibit because they don't want it to interfere with the peace process? I think that's anti-Semitic, by the way. I call it anti-Semitism. I sure want your comments on it. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about this Al-Qaeda plot as well. 1-800-684-3110. Then what's the sense right now, whether it's the sanction situation with Iran, the situation with Israel? Where do you see Congress or what do you see them doing here?
Well, I think with this news breaking today, Jay, I mean, I think the big sense is going to be just sort of relief that we have Israel as our ally. I mean, at least they're looking for these guys. You know, our members of Congress look down the street and they see a president who just wants to say that Al-Qaeda is on the run. I mean, he's shutting his eyes to the threat.
Running right to Jerusalem, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, and I know a lot of them are dealing with, you know, Olympic athletes who are now facing a threat coming up in Sochi. And then you've got the United Nations who wants to shut their eyes to it, too. We need leadership from the United States, frankly, Jay, that mirrors what we're seeing today in Israel. I would just say thank goodness that we've got them looking out for these guys because we're not doing it like we should, quite frankly.
You know, Jordan brings up another thing. I said this is anti-Semitism. You can call it whatever you want, but the reality is UNESCO doing this and the United States consenting to it is really outrageous. It's absurd.
Yeah, and I think it just highlights, you know, with today's story, the fact is, would you think any of these Arab allies would do much to help us without pressure, you know, unless we're forcing them? I think the only reason we get intelligence out of places like Saudi Arabia and those like it is because we are helping keep those governments and families that are ruling there in power with our security and intelligence. So at this, in the same time, they've got members of their royal family donating money to these terror groups. So this is the issue right here is real friends. I mean, look at Russia. It's like pulling teeth to try and help them with security when they're facing a real Islamic threat. So it's not even just the United States of America. It's literally even places like Russia. They're ruthless, right? I mean, compared to how we respond, you would call how they respond ruthless. And yet still, have the jihadists backed down at all? No.
Yeah.
They've had two successful suicide bombings in the lead up to the Olympics. And those same bombers have said that more is coming. And they've got people they say they're on the lookout for inside the security perimeter there. I mean, this is, again, the world is seeing that Al-Qaeda and Islamic terrorists, not on the run, it's coming right to your doorstep, the biggest world events.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. It's a troubling development, but it also shows our failure to engage as a world leader. I mean, that's the reality. Since we fund most of the United Nations, why couldn't we just said, you know what, that Israel exhibit, it goes up. Because if you take it down, it's anti-Semitic. By the way, if they had a Palestinian exhibit, do you think they'd take it down? I don't think so. Folks, we want you to sign on to this petition. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org. Stop this funding of the UN while they're doing this anti-Semitism, which is what it is. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. And by the way, we are close to, it looks like 30,000 signatures online in less than 24 hours. I want to get this up to, I think we could get to 50,000 signatures here and send this petition on. Stop the funding of the UN when they do this anti-Semitic activity, which is what they're doing, and get the United States to start being the world leader we're supposed to be. ACLJ.org to sign that, or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. And I think everybody should be signing on to this petition. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, about all of this, we're taking your call. Should we be standing with Israel? Should we be saying thank you to Israel for foiling this plot against our interests, U.S. interests, in the Middle East? Remember we said yesterday in the broadcast, almost prophetically, we are defending our own interests there, David. I mean, in a very real way. So when Israel stopped this, whose interests were at stake? Sure, it was Israel because innocent Israelis would have been killed. But it's the United States' interest. It would have been another attack on a U.S. embassy.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're not standing with Israel just out of the goodness of our heart.
Right.
I mean, the fact of the matter is that Israel and the United States have a common culture, have common values, and a common interest in stopping jihadist terrorism. We work with Israel because it is in our interests, as well as it's the moral and right thing to do to work with the only functioning democracy in the Middle East. And this is a prime example. Here, the Israeli security services have foiled what could have been a catastrophic attack on American soil, an American embassy. And, you know, did this happen elsewhere? Did this happen in Libya? No, in Libya, the people we hired locally didn't lift a finger to help us. In Egypt, the people who were supposed to protect the U.S. embassy stood aside while jihadists stormed it and lifted the black flag of jihad over the American embassy.
The Jerusalem Post is now reporting a much more in-depth article on this, and it's pretty significant. Evidently, these were recruits that were going on for a number of months. That one of them had an Israeli ID card. The other two were from the West Bank. Again, you know, when Israel is chastised for its security policies on that fence. Here's the reason why, folks. You have one. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. We're going to go through this article and highlight. I need that done now, and we'll get more information to you. We're taking your calls again, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to the phones. I think Virginia's got a question we should answer right away.
Yeah, Virginia and Missouri, line one. Virginia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Virginia.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So I am called with some confusion. I got in the car, I turned on the radio, and I'm hearing about bombs in Israel, and I'm like, what's going on?
Okay, so what has happened? This broke literally about 3 minutes before we went on air. So three East Jerusalem Al-Qaeda recruits were arrested for planning what the Jerusalem Post is now calling a massive bombing, both at U.S. interests, which have been our facilities, our embassy, and at Jewish centers, which would have gotten, of course, also innocent civilians. So it was going to be a multi-pronged, simultaneous attack. Leland Vitter from Fox News in Jerusalem just reported on this. Let me play that for you.
This seemed to be a pretty involved plot involving al-Qaeda recruiters from Syria, but who actually recruited Israelis. That's significant because these were people who were already in the country, had Israeli ID cards from East Jerusalem, and were working towards carrying out a plot not only on the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv, but also on the Jerusalem Convention Center. So far, the Israelis have arrested at least three people here involved in this. We're getting some local reports that have details of what this plot would have involved. Three separate suicide bombers would have attacked the convention center. Two suicide bombers trying to head to the U.S. Embassy there in Tel Aviv.
Now, this is a very serious situation, folks. And it is by al-Qaeda in chief. And, Jordan, we need to end this myth that al-Qaeda is completely on the run. And this president's narrative on this is just plain wrong.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking through this more detailed report on Jerusalem Post and you see the extent to which this attack, I mean, three separate individuals recruited by a direct link to al-Zahiri and al-Qaeda. And then you've got three different attacks that were going to be planned simultaneous, but they didn't even know each other. So Israel had to piece this together to realize that these were all three people recruited by this one individual working with main al-Qaeda in the Gaza Strip to carry out these attacks that would have caused mass chaos.
Yeah, and you know, folks, this whole argument by the Palestinians that we need a divided Jerusalem, this is what you'll get on a daily basis, which, by the way, has happened in Israel before. This is what you're going to end up with. So, Mr. President, with all due respect, okay? With all due respect, your policies in the Middle East are not working. And you're letting the UN get away with anti-Semitism. And that has to stop. And it needs to stop now. By the way, our petition's up online. You need to share it with your friends on Facebook. Very important that you do that. Like our Facebook pages as well. And engage with us on this issue. I'm going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. But as we go to a break, here's what we need you to do. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Stop the funding of the anti-Semitism at the UN. That's what it is. We're calling it exactly what it is. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call also our phone lines at 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember this also, folks. Share us and like us on Facebook. We're in a campaign to really add our numbers on this. And I will tell you something, when we have a situation that develops like this, you find out who your friends are around the globe. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America, and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
If you're just joining us, we've got now reported out of the Jerusalem Post that three East Jerusalem al-Qaeda recruits planned massive bombings. The intended targets included the Jerusalem Convention Center. A bus traveling between the capital and the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv was also going to be attacked. Shin Bet, which is the police and investigative team in Israel, said that al-Qaeda operatives in Gaza named Arav El-Sham recruited the men separately from one another. A senior Shin Bet source said that they believe that El-Sham received his orders directly from, guess who? The head of Al-Qaeda's central structure, Ayman al-Zawahiri. David, a name we have not heard in the news in a while because they were all on the run. Evidently not on the run too far.
Well, you know, the thing is, you hear words like on the run. The reality is they're always plotting.
Right.
They're plotting unless they're captured or dead. I mean, that's just the reality of Al-Qaeda. And we have to understand this. This is the world we live in. And we cannot let political rhetoric obscure this reality. And the reality is we count on allies like Israel to help us.
Yeah, let me play for you from the campaign of June of 2012. President Obama, remember this one?
I said we'd refocus on the people who actually attacked us on 9/11. And today, Al-Qaeda's on the run and Osama bin Laden is dead.
Yeah, running right into our embassies in Benghazi and attempting to run into our embassies in Jerusalem. And then you ask your question, what happened to the sanction talk? What happened to all these discussions last week? What about, as Than said during the break, peace through strength? What happened to all of this, Than? I mean, you got Washington, I know you got a snowstorm up there, but it's like everything stopped because the president said, you have to trust me on this.
Yeah, well, what we saw from Israel today is peace through strength, Jay. I mean, the United States is not demonstrating it, but they still are. And I love the point that Jordan made in the last segment talking about, you know, the jihadists haven't backed down. Well, you know why they haven't backed down? They no longer have an incentive to. The United States is making sweetheart deals with the, you know, the largest state sponsor of terror, Iran. There is no longer an incentive from the United States' point of view for the jihadists to back down. And those sanctions, the United States Senate could still pass those, Jay, but the White House called Harry Reid, said don't put it up for a vote, and so it never got a vote.
You know, Jordan, it begs the next question, of course, and that is, in a situation like this, a horrible situation, I'm glad they broke it up, but it does show a vulnerability that we have globally because we've kind of misdirected, as David said, you've been saying it, who our friends and allies are. We're reaching out to people that really aren't desiring to help us, and the people that are help us, we're letting anti-Semitism brew against them by just not clamping down on the UN on this. I mean, it sounds like a small thing, folks, when you talk about this display. And as Jordan said, it's probably in a rundown building in a UNESCO facility in France. But you know what it is? It's the idea that the Arab League can get together and say, we don't want this to be put up. And the United States and the UN said, okay, it won't go up. We're not going to show the historic relationship between the Jews and the land of Israel. Instead, we're going to let what? The Palestinian bombers come over and blow it up?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think you look at what's happening right now. This is the UN is having a year of Palestinian solidarity. And if you go to the main United Nations building, which many people tour, unlike UNESCO, in New York, if you go there, you actually have to see a display. It's right in the main entrance of the building on the Palestinians and Palestinian solidarity. So there's always been this year, day for Palestinian solidarity, but 2014 was declared the year of Palestinian solidarity. Yep. At the United Nations. So the idea that there is not, as we were talking about earlier, that, you know, what if, it actually is true. At the main United Nations, if you visit today or if your kids were on a trip to New York, a school trip, and they're going to the UN, they would see the Palestinian exhibit.
You know,
but UNESCO, no, they can't have an Israeli exhibit there, even though not nearly as trafficked, not many as people from the public coming through, but too controversial.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing here, folks, and we represent a lot of Palestinian Christians, so this is not anti-Palestinian and all what we're saying. But the three people that were picked up by Shin Bet, guess what? All Palestinians. What were they doing? I mean, ask yourself, what were they doing? They were going to blow up the United States Embassy in Tel Aviv. Remember we keep telling you their aim is really us? We said that yesterday multiple times. Folks, Israel just happens to be in the way. That's what all of this is. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We got a ton of calls coming in, folks. Remember, we're here for another hour. So I encourage you to stand another half hour. So if you're getting us on Sirius XM, you get the full hour of the broadcast. If not, go right over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. You can also sign that petition at ACLJ.org. Stop the funding of the UN's anti-Semitism. It's our money. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go to the next call, Jordan.
Yep, let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Billy calling in from Arkansas Line 2. Billy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
Well, listen, I believe that we should stand for Israel because the nations that have already went against Israel in the past, look how they've fallen. And, you know, I just don't understand it. How can the United States, that was founded upon the Word of God, and, you know, knowing that God is going to take care of his people, and here we turn against Israel.
Let me take it a step further. So I'm reading the Jerusalem Post article, and guess who's involved? What a shock this is. So Abu Sahara, who's one of the ones that were involved in this, David, was supposed to travel to Syria for training in combat and explosive manufacturing, and had purchased a flight to Turkey as his gateway to Syria. What a shock.
Well, you know, who would he be getting training from in Syria? Let's ask that question.
Yeah.
He'd have been getting training from the terrorists that, wait a minute, just a few months ago, the Obama administration was wanting the United States of America to go to war on behalf of to put them in power.
I mean, does everybody realize how absurd this is? I mean, this is, and Than, I asked this question not rhetorically, seriously. Washington, get awake here and do something. This is nonsense, whether it's the Iranians, whether it's the stuff the president's pulled in Syria. When is someone going to say, enough of this? This is absurd.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, Billy is certainly correct on what he's saying. But listen, even on a purely human plane, Jay, we have got to understand what it means to have an ally and then treat an ally like an ally and, frankly, an enemy like an enemy. People might say, listen, the United Nations is not salvageable. They might be right in some regard. Well, if it's not salvageable, Jay, then quit sending billions of our taxpayer dollars to fund them. That's an easy response that the United States controls completely.
Yeah, you and Jordan both work a lot at the UN, and you've done a lot. And Jordan, you've testified at the UN. Will you explain to people in 30 seconds here the degree of anti-Semitism inside this body?
I mean, it's palpable. It's there. It's not hidden. I don't think that there's anybody trying to hide that. They have a disdain for Israel, and there's a disdain for the United States, even though you could imagine that most of the people working for the UN, from the Secretary General on down to the janitors and everyone in between, is getting a good portion of their paycheck from one country in the world, the United States of America, the country that they like to attack, second most only to Israel.
Yeah, it's also interesting in this piece that the Jerusalem Post is putting out, and you're absolutely right, Jordan, that it's evident that the Gaza Strip, which Israel withdrew from so they could have Palestinian self-rule, is a terrorism base for al-Qaeda-affiliated elements. And, David, this is, I mean, we got like, give me 10 seconds here. This is real al-Qaeda. This isn't some offshoot. This is the al-Qaeda Central. That's what they're calling it.
Yeah, they can't spin this as not core al-Qaeda, whatever that means. This means that, quote-unquote, core al-Qaeda is very active, but we could have told you that yesterday.
Folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're taking your calls when we come back. I need everybody to listen to me right now. I need you to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org. Stop funding anti-Semitism out of the UN, especially with all of this that's going on that we're reporting on today. So let's stop our dollars going to fund the UN's anti-Semitism. You do that at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. When you're at ACLJ.org, don't forget to go ahead and make an online donation. That helps us out at the ACLJ. And also, you can do it at 1-877-989-2255. Everybody take action and share us, like us on Facebook. Back with more in a moment.
The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom.
welcome back to the broadcast, folks. Well, obviously, we've got breaking news here, and that is that Israel has foiled an al-Qaeda plot by Central al-Qaeda on the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv, as well as areas in Israel. We're reporting on this. We, of course, have an office there as well. Interestingly, we're also talking about this anti-Israel bias. The Israeli ambassador to the United Nations General Assembly said this late last year. Let me play it for you, Ron Prosser.
Anti-Israeli bias pervades the UN system all year round. The worst human rights abusers receive a fraction of the condemnation that Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East, receives. These irresponsible actions have irreversible consequences. The states that rubber stamp the anti-Israeli resolutions every year have given the Palestinians a false sense of reality and fed their culture of victimhood.
And that culture of victimhood has also produced, and I really believe this, because Jordan and I have been in these camps. And David, we've been in the refugee camps on the Palestinian side. I've been there. It breeds this contempt. It's almost as if as I said, we've represented Palestinian Christians, so it's nothing against Palestinian people. I like Palestinian people. We represent them. But it's this element within the community that has kind of held up as in esteem these suicide bombers. You see them painted and spray painted on the refugees' walls, and almost as if the martyrs get special status. And then when you have a situation like this, and the UN anti-Semitism, the anti-Israel votes are so significant, you ask yourself this question: what is it at the end of the day that's motivating the UN to do this? And it's got to be it's anti-Semitic, but it's anti-Israel, anti-West.
I mean, they name schools after people who've murdered women and children. That's how much they celebrate terrorism here. It's really astonishing. And then they misplace their victimhood. Yes, the Palestinian people have been victimized, but not by Israel. They've been victimized by all the Arab countries around them that use them as pawns. Remember, in 1947, the UN said, we want to have two states, one a Jewish state of Israel and one a Arab state of Palestine. And you know who stopped that? It was all the Arab countries around.
They didn't want it.
They immediately occupied Palestine and attacked Israel.
You know, Jordan, in reality, we've said this because you and I have been over there and we've been through these camps. The camps are used basically as a recruiting ground, if you will, for what even the moderates are radical. I mean, we talk to them. I mean, you know, the brother may be acting really nice while the other brother's in prison for killing Jews.
Yeah, it's a scratch the surface kind of effect. I mean, if you push people at all, I mean, that's why literally, there is an extent. I don't necessarily disagree that there is a mentality problem that where if there's an Israeli exhibit about the land of Israel, that could cause trouble, because that's literally it's like a firecracker or a very short fuse that if you push, listen, you get violent rhetoric immediately, even if it's not aimed at you. And so the idea is the victimhood turning into a quasi-suicidal type life, where the only way you are awarded is through becoming a martyr or fighting back or being arrested, basically becoming a terrorist. And so this has been the whole problem, I think, with the mentality since this whole movement that was started by Yasser Arafat.
And then, Thanik, it begs the question, I've got to take a break here, but it does beg the question of what is the U.S. corporate response, which is through Congress. Whether it's the sanctions in Iran, whether it's we were about to fund the Syrians, is anyone coalescing and putting together a coherent response to the president's failed Middle East policy?
Right before the break at the end of the year, Eric Cantor was actually trying to bring this together with Steny Hoyer and bring this to a new vote in the House of Representatives. Debbie Wasserman Schultz behind the scenes killed that deal, Jay. That is something that's got to come back to the forefront. I also think we've got to renew this discussion about funding of the UN. I think it's beyond repair. I think those two things should be front and center.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want you to support us by joining a petition to stop the funding of the anti-Semitism at the UN that we are paying for and the United States is not preventing, which to me is unbelievable. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic.
Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
To the broadcast, everyone. So Al-Qaeda trying to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. At the same time, they are simultaneously going to blow up a community center and kidnap Israeli soldiers. So much for Al-Qaeda on the run. Fortunately, Israeli Shin Bet, which is the Secret Service there, caught it and broke that up. But it shows the seriousness of this. You know, you look at the upcoming Olympics, and there is a serious concern, David, about the security in Sochi on this thing, because they've got this, they called it, what is this, he's got this iron fence, they call it, or whatever the phrase they're using, the zone of protection for 1,500 miles. But there's already reports, that because it's in a rough region, that there's terrorists already in the zone.
I mean, there's justifiably serious concerns.
Sure, there has to be.
We talked about this at length in the Boston bombing when we found out there were Chechen terrorists who did this. The toughest terrorists in the world are these Chechen terrorists from that region of Russia. Russia has tried to crack down on them for years.
200 years, actually.
And has not succeeded. And so there's no way Russia can give security guarantees here. No way. Now, I hope and pray the Olympics will be safe. I believe, maybe I'm an optimist, that they'll be safe. But I tell you what, if I was going to be in Sochi, I would be very careful.
I'll tell you, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go ahead and take another call, Jordan.
Yeah, Jerry in California, line 5. Jerry, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a fifth-generation Jew saved by Christ and U.S. Army veteran.
Thank you for your service.
No thanks needed, but thank you. Listen, just quickly. My experience dealing with these jihadists and folks that subscribe to the Muslim faith is they're on a nonstop mission of destruction of our way of life.
Yeah.
And until, you know, I listen to your show and I really appreciate it, but I wonder how to get this across to the secular world. And I'm convinced that our commander-in-chief, who I served under, does not have our interests at heart.
Well, he's got a worldview that is complete. I'll let you finish here, but he's got a worldview on the Middle East that's completely different than ours. That's for sure. But go ahead, Jerry.
Well absolutely. He's never served, and I doubt it if he's actually even an American. And
well, I don't know about that. And he is your commander in chief. But I will say this, and I'm not going to get into it. I think he is an American. He's an American with a different world of how the Middle East operates. And you asked a very serious and legitimate question that we need to address, and that is our perceived weakness here within the Islamic world is a real and serious and ongoing problem. And it's getting worse, really, David, by the day. And David also served, by the way, Jerry, in the United States Army, still does.
Well, and Jerry's right that the larger group of Americans needs to understand what we face. One of the things that when I came back from Iraq that I wanted to do was to try to communicate to my friends, to my neighbors, to those who read what we write, how bad the enemy is, how evil the enemy is. But we still don't get it. Even at the highest reaches of the U.S. government, we don't get it because we've seen the last 5 years the commander-in-chief trying to curry favor with jihadists. That's not possible. You cannot curry favor with them. You cannot win them over to our side. They want to destroy us, not befriend us. And so, you know, that is, Jerry has pinpointed a great challenge of our time, and that is to communicate to the American public what we actually face. And that's why the voices of those who served overseas and experienced it firsthand are very important.
So, Jordan, you know, we were talking about how this is the perception in the Middle East, and you work heavily with the Coptic Christian community and others. And the fact of the matter is, it's fair to say at this point, we have a failed policy by the president. And this is exactly as there are talks right now going on in Syria. And we were going to back the rebels in Syria, who ended up being represented mostly by Al-Qaeda by the time we got involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been something we see for this administration. It has been a mess when dealing with the Islamic world. And you could start this with the beginning of the administration through all the speeches that were given in the Muslim world, through the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the crisis in Syria, what's happened in Afghanistan and Iraq, the resurgence of Al-Qaeda, the terrorist attacks here, with Islamic terror, the Boston bombings, what's happening in Russia. It seems very threatening. I mean, as you hope that all of this is thwarted, but because of the relationship between Russia and the United States, this is not the best time to be working. I mean, it's not the easiest time to be working together. And so you have the Russians, I think, weary. I mean, while we're supposed to be doing this intelligence, they've got Snowden over there, who's leaking all this information about the NSA. So, again, think about those security meetings, how much they're trusting each other. And I think the Islamists are seizing on that. This whole idea, and President Obama has tried to play down the threat from main Al-Qaeda and said that these offshoots are not the same thing. The fact is that we now have another plot that's been foiled by main Al-Qaeda in Israel, and the target was the United States.
Yeah, again. By the way, I am happy to say that our Stop the Funding of the United Nations Anti-Semitism has now crossed 30,796. So we've added a lot here. We want you to sign on to this petition. We're going to get to 50,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, by the way, I was on with Megyn Kelly last night because you've got this other aspect on a domestic side that's also developing, and this is these retaliation lawsuits against this particular case was against Standard & Poor's. They downgraded the U.S. Creditworthiness. They get sued for fraud by, guess who, the Department of Justice. Bob McDonnell, the governor of Virginia, successful governor of Virginia, leaves with high ratings. He now ends up 10 days after he leaves office, gets indicted. I mean, this Chris Christie, you know, running New Jersey, wins re-election. Now he's in the middle of a, quote, a Bridgegate scandal. I mean, this is the retaliation regime. And we've got to understand exactly what we're facing. We're going to talk about that in the next segment of the broadcast. But right now, we're taking your calls on the Israel situation at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take another call, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Gene in Oregon, line two. Gene, welcome to JSEC. You're live. You're on the air.
Hi, Gene.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And first of all, I want to say how much I appreciate your work.
Thank you.
I'm starting to understand a little more about politics, and I have a question now. Palestinians are not involved at the UN, correct?
No, they have. They're not a recognized state yet, although they're very close to it, but they have a particular status that enables them to participate in UN deliberations. And, Than, you can paint the picture, Shokin Jordan, of what it's like. I mean, they have unbelievable influence. I mean, it's really pretty incredible what kind of influence they have in the UN. I've been there, too. It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, this is actually a great question that the caller brings up. This year, the Palestinian Authority actually got what is called non-member state status. So they don't get to vote, but it's sort of a middle designation, even though they don't meet the qualifications that were required. That was something that we engaged in. But what the caller needs to understand, Jay, is at the United Nations, it basically just comes down to a numbers game. And the number that is significant here is 58. There are 58 members of the Organization for the Islamic Cooperation. They pushed for Palestinian statehood. They got one step closer this year. And eventually, Jay, unless something changes with how the UN is structured, they will get full status because it's all a numbers game and it's dominated by these anti-Semitic nations who, frankly, and Jordan said this in the last segment, they go down to the floor and they don't hide from their position.
Oh, they don't.
They're open about it and they are hostile about it.
It's amazing, actually, what they get away with. Let's try to grab a couple more calls here, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Elizabeth in New Hampshire has been holding on line 4. Elizabeth, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to say praise the Lord for Israel. I wanted to say praise the Lord for JSecu and his team. A victory. Hallelujah.
Well, we're thrilled that you're praying for us, and this is a particularly difficult time for the world when it comes to these issues we're talking about. And knowing that you're praying for us really means a lot. Let's try to get a few more calls before the next section of the broadcast here, before the next segment.
Sure. We'll go to Donald in South Carolina, line 1. Donald, welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
How are you doing today?
Hey, good.
I also want to thank you, Jay, and the team for all
sure.
that you do. And thank
Appreciate
you for representing us.
Thanks.
No one else needs to represent us. I've called you before. I'm really dissatisfied with the aspect that Harry Reid can have a bill
yep.
as for sanctions, and he refuses to bring it before the Senate. And what can we do? I mean,
I know, Donald, I asked this to Fan during the break. I'm still inconceivable to me, Fan, very quickly here, because we're running out of time. I want Donald to hear this, that we have about 77 votes, 59 co-sponsors, and we cannot get it to the floor for a vote on sanctions with Iran, which would also help Saeed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not what a democratic republic should be, and Harry Reid does deserve a lot of blame. You know who else deserves blame, though? Harry Reid has to answer to his own senators, and if behind the scenes those Democrat senators would insist on a vote, they would get one. It tells me they're not insisting.
I'll tell you something, folks. We're going to fight back on all these fronts. We need your help. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on this petition. We're going to have more, including your phone calls, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want you to get in on the phone calls here. We want to talk about the situation with Iran and Harry Reid. Pretty unbelievable. Again, if you want to stand with us, stop funding the United Nations anti-Semitism, which is what's going on right now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget to like us on Facebook and share us on Facebook as well and support the work of the ACLJ. Best way to do that is go to ACLJ.org, make an online donation. Back with more in just a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It's a travesty. The United Nations, propped up by U.S. taxpayer dollars, is anti-Israel, anti-Semitic. Consider this. A UN body recently canceled an exhibit showing 3,500 years of Jewish history in the Holy Land. The reason? Radical jihadist activist complaint. Here's the problem. The U.S. gives more money every year to the UN than 180 other countries combined. It's time we stopped funding hate. It's time we stopped funding lies. The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism.
The UN works against America and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Silly people.
I think that's an appropriate song for what's going on right now. So if you're just joining us, right before we went on air live today, we had a report that Israel foiled an al-Qaeda plot on U.S. Embassy by their internal security. It was going to be done by three Palestinians, one coming right out of Jerusalem, the other two in the West Bank, one with an Israeli ID card. This was an attack on a U.S. embassy. No shock there, but it should be telling us something. Also, and I think this is just as serious, there was, of course, also going to be attacks on Israeli civilians. This was going to be a simultaneous attack. And this is kind of modus operandi for what goes on in the Middle East. But, you know, as everybody's going after Israel, and the UN certainly not hesitating to do it, go after Israel, you got to realize it is our only stable ally in the region. I mean, Jordan is helpful, but the only stable democracy in the region is Israel. We're taking your phone calls. We want to hear what you have to think about all this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take a call here, Jordan.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Richie calling in from Ohio. Line 2, Richie, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Richie.
Thank you, guys. You guys are great. Hey, this is a two-part question, then I'm just going to hang up.
Okay.
Did we know anything? Are we taking any kind of credit for foiling this? And the other thing is, what are we actually doing right now that this has happened?
Well, you asked two great questions. I don't know what communication was going on between Israel and U.S. intelligence services. I would suspect that there was communication because we do have very open dialogue. I have not seen any statement, and Will, have we seen anything? We've been looking for a statement from the United States. I think they're afraid to say anything because they think, David, everything you say is going to impact the, quote, peace process. That's part of the problem with all this.
Oh, that's right. I mean, look for any statement to say something along the lines of thanking Israel for their help and then also some sort of equivalent language of gesture towards the Palestinians. I mean, that's what this administration does. The fact that these are Palestinians who are going to bomb civilians in Israel, look for some statement that they, of course, don't represent the Palestinian people as a whole. You know, that kind of equivalence is the hallmark of this administration.
Yeah, and Jordan Thaner pointing out, and this is true, I mean, they have this whole narrative. Let me play it again. This is the president saying, you know, taking credit for the Osama bin Laden, which was great that we got him, and al-Qaeda's on the run. Let's play the statement, then we'll talk about what it really does.
I said we'd refocus on the people who actually attacked us on 9/11. And today, al-Qaeda's on the run, and Osama bin Laden is dead.
Yeah. Well, so then they attack Benghazi, of course, after this, that horrific thing. And now we know there was other plots in Libya and in Syria. And, of course, at the U.S., at the U.S. Embassy now in Israel. So Jordan and Thane, this really cuts against their narrative.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the whole idea here that everything is with the war on terror is basically down to these small actors is ridiculous. And the administration has continued on with this with these talking points that we're dealing with JV is what he said. That's what President Obama said when it comes to the new al-Qaeda. Well, tell that to main al-Qaeda who's got terror plots, very, you know, able to recruit inside Israel to attack the United States Embassy, an attack on America that would kill Americans. And that was the focus. That doesn't seem like, you know, we discount sometimes. We think, well, if there's not an attack, what, every other week, that they're somehow gone. They planned the second World Trade Center attack for nearly a decade. Eight years they took in between planning those attacks.
Yeah, you know, I've said this statement. I know it's controversial, but I'm going to say it again anyways. The difference between the terrorists and the moderate influence, and I use that moderate in quotes, I'm not talking about the people that really are, is patience. And then the ones that are speaking out and protecting the West within the Islamic community are deemed to be not Islamic by the voices that are speaking on behalf of Islam. And that's the truth. Patience. They got a lot of patience. Than you were saying it cuts against their narrative. I mean, this is, you know, the president wants this narrative that, you know, the world that we've kind of, everybody loves us, which they don't. And we had what? With all the peace move, we were asking Israel to give up, to go to the 67 borders, and the thank you for that was going to be, and the president was pushing it, President Obama, and the thank you was going to be blowing up Israeli civilians. That's what was going to be the thank you here.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen this before, Jay. I mean, we know what we're going to get from this administration. If they put out a statement on this, it's going to be nuanced because it cuts against the narrative that they've had for years now, that Al-Qaeda is on the run. And I would just say this. I mean, they want to keep saying that these are, you know, not serious members of Al-Qaeda. They're JV members of Al-Qaeda. Well, let me tell you, when you're wearing a suicide backpack, it does not have to be a senior official to kill people.
No.
I mean, you saw that in Boston. Two kids with a suicide backpack. That's got to be taken seriously, Jay. We can't just say it's JV members. That is lethal, too.
David does a lot of work in our national security area, along with Skip Ash. And, of course, David's a major in the United States Army. You look at this the story now that it's developed over the last hour. Three individuals from East Jerusalem, which is an area, of course, the Palestinian Authority wants to become their capital. I mean, that's important here. You've got The Hill is saying that the State Department did not return a request for a comment on what has happened in the situation in Israel with this foiled plot. And this does point to the narrative is they don't want to say anything that's going to, quote, upset the apple cart, except the apple cart doesn't even exist.
Right, right. Well, you know, the State Department has been utterly irresponsible in this entire process. I mean, Secretary of State Kerry, not even a few weeks ago, was basically saying, do a deal, make a deal, or you might have a third intifada. I mean,
and it was about to start.
But you know what? The intifada is always lurking in the background.
Right.
It's only after Israel took decisive measures, including building the security fence, that they began to cut down on terror attacks.
You know what I want to tell these terrorists? They're so tough, these terrorists. They act so tough. Declare war on the state of Israel. See what happens then. Why don't you do this, okay? Hamas and the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, why don't you just do this? Instead of just playing at the edges, just say, you know what, we're declaring war against the state of Israel, and we're going to take actions against the state of Israel. And then you know what happens under the Geneva Conventions and the laws of war? Israel gets to really defend itself. And you think they're going to do that? No. Why? They're cowards. And at the end of the day, that's what this is. And terrorism is a coward act. They operate in the shadows. They operate in civilian areas. And, Jordan, you and I have seen those civilian areas where they're sending bombs out of a hospital going after Israeli civilians. But they're not going to declare war on the state of Israel publicly because then the UN would really be upset.
Yeah, right. I mean, so it's never – that's how they kind of skirt the rules of engagement. They try to get Israel stuck in these positions where they're having to respond to a non-declaration of war but terrorist activity that's state-sponsored. And so, again, they can't declare war because they don't have full armies. What they can do is blow innocent civilians up, these small attacks. But as we all know, this has a huge effect. I mean, when people face even the threat of bombings and the threat of explosives, and if that was to happen at the Olympics, anything like that, the economic impact, the impact it has on the world. But you know, for me, I just don't understand how many attacks do we have to have? How long does it have to continue before we realize there's a real problem? We need to reassess our entire strategy, or else we're going to have to live with that in the back of our mind. We have to have places like Washington, D.C., where we have police on every single corner. And let me tell you, it's not because of random criminals. It's because of terrorism. That's the only reason those police are there outside of our door on these corners with machine guns. And they're in the freezing cold, even while we've had 6 degrees. They're there 24/7 for a reason, and the reason is the threat is still real.
Well, you're absolutely correct. David pointed out very, and I'm going to say very quickly, you know, the Palestinian authorities and these groups, the Arab Leagues, have tried these declarations of war in 1948, 1950s, again, 1967 and 73. Did not work out too well for them. But they're not going to do that. They're going to operate in the shadows. We're going to fight back. We're going to tell the UN, you're not getting our money with your anti-Semitism. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition there, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. And let me encourage you to do something, folks. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Make an online tax-deductible gift to the ACLJ. That keeps us engaged on these issues for you. We're going to continue to do that. ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The ACLJ is mobilized worldwide to defend the truth. Send a message to President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry now. American taxpayers must not subsidize anti-Semitism. The UN works against America, and our closest ally, Israel. Stop funding the United Nations. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.